It becomes a problem on the court arrangement system where we have the prisons, where we have the accused persons, where we have the gallery, like the members of the public wanting to access the court, and the arrangement in terms of the security of the court itself, like the magistrate, because sometimes it becomes a tiny room which is so crowded. Only one magistrate becomes seconded to such a station because of the space that is there. You may have a case going on for the whole day as a trial, and now all other cases that could be set for the day become an issue, and they are postponed to the other day. And sometimes witnesses may come, and maybe the following day or the following time they may not necessarily have means to even come back to court. Because when you're looking at these rural courts, we're dealing with witnesses who may be coming from a very long distance to come and testify. So sometimes it really have an impact on the justice system.
From your experience as a magistrate in Cholocho, how exactly is the backlog caused?
To comment from my experiences, which is a long time now, that was 2006. We had a court, one main court, where everything has to be done. We're talking about from civil cases to criminal matters, trials, initial cases that are coming for the first time. You are having a structure that is not supporting all other structures, like where you have your proper offices of the clerk of court to maintain the records, and the proper office of a magistrate so that you have your space to be writing the judgments, to be dealing with other issues that could be dealt with in chambers. There's a time when you actually were two magistrates. You still have to wait on your brother or your sister magistrate to deal with their cases, which may take a long time. By the time you get into court, it's already sunset, and it's supposed to be time for you to adjourn, and we have to postpone those matters.